We are learning Masech the Soita Daf Yuches Amud Aleph, and we're starting 5 lines from the top of Daf Yuches Amud Aleph. I just want to speak out that one of the halachas that was said on top of the Amud, Kosval Shnei Dafim, is Psula. Rashi learned the men to be right on 2 columns, the Megillah Soita, the halachas is possible. Why? Because Sefer Echad Amar Rachman Aloy Shnayim. Tosis asks on bottom of Yizayin and Beis, the Lachar and Gittin is Mavuyer, Masech is Gittin, if writes them on 2 columns, as long as it's attached, it's called one Sefer. So he argues on Rashi's Pshat, he says the case of Kosval Shnei Dafim means you wrote it on 2 different pieces of parchment, and you make it both like that, that's the case, it's possible. You don't like Rashi's Pshat. But upon him, we finish with Rava's Halacha, now we move to Shaila, Boye Rava. So we're starting 5 lines from the top of Daf Yechesim Aleph, Boye Rava. Kosav Beis Megillah Shtei Seitas. The Halacha is, you have to write a Megillah, a Seita L'shma. It says in the Pasuk, V'osallah, it says in the Pasuk, V'osallah, Hakoyin Eis Kol HaTorah Azoy. So we learn from there, there has to be written L'shma, and there has to also be a Mechika L'shma. You have to erase it L'shma. So Rav Shaila like this, Kosav Beis Megillah Shtei Seitas. You wrote 2 Megillahs of 2 Seitas, you wrote L'shma, for shame each Seita. But you erased it in 1 kais. Maha, what's the halacha? Ksiva l'shma b'inam v'ikan, you have that. Or you dilma b'inam nam mechika l'shma. You also need mechika l'shma. So, what's mashma here, the shayla is, do you need mechika l'shma or not? That sounds like the shayla. But we just said, you need mechika l'shma. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, mechika nam mechika l'shma l'atzma, shei nikar ha mechika shi l'shma. The Gemara's shayla like this, that's a nikar. Avadi need mechika l'shma. But does it also have to be nikar or not? That's the Gemara's question. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Do you have to do, is the mechika has to be nikar l'shma, or could be in the same cup? V'im tim tzlam v'im na mechika l'shma, if you all also need mechika l'shma, so it means it has to be in a separate cup. What's the halacha of machkom abeis kaisis? You raised it in 2 different cups, 2 different waters, each one l'shma. Then v'chaz of the irvan, you mixed it to 1 cup, and you gave both of them to drink from the same cup. Ma'o mechika l'shma b'inav v'yika. Here you have, v'shas the mechika was taken nikar v'nei atzmai, and therefore it's good enough. Idilma, they're not drinking their own cup. They're not drinking their own cup because they're drinking mixture. It's not their own cup. So maybe that's a problem. Now, there is a problem because you're not drinking your own cup. You're not drinking your own cup. Now you put it back in the 2 cups. Mahu. Yes, breira, ain't breira. Is there breira or not breira? Teiku. Ublaim with a shayla. Now, Taisa speaks out, it's not a regular Breira. Usually Breira means that it was never separated. Then when we separated the first time, do we say that was supposed to be yours? But here it was separated once. So now the Breira is supposed to be a chiddush to say Breira because it's mixed together. We know each one now, you say exactly your water came out. That's a mugget to be a chiddush to Breira. That's 1 point. He says why it's not a regular Breira. Another Rai is because the Gemara blives Teiku. We know it's a machlokes all of Shas. Yes, Breira and Breira. So don't say Teiku. It's telling that machlokes. So he says, here it doesn't mean real Breira. And like the Sefer Devar Shaul explains, that the Gemara Sofer here is, that since the whole Vart here is only to be Nicker, so the question is like this, when I separate it now, is that enough to make it now Nicker? I'm Yotze the Halacha of Nicker now, each one has their own cup, or Lemaisam, since it was mixed together, you're not drinking your own water, the Nicker won't help, because Be'etzem, mixing together is absurd. That's the Gemara Shaila. That means Yesh Be'er Ember, could I make it now Nicker or not? Take a more blind to the Shaila. Another shayla. Boy Rava. Hashakov is siv. Mahu. V'sheferes mahu. If you drink, so Rashi learns siv means a type of straw. Shuchol, Rashi says. Kederek shetanoik ha-shoysim. You drank the drink with a sieve that was a straw made out of like bark. V'sheferes mahu also was a sieve. Also a type of straw. Mahu. Derech shtia v'kach. Is it called derech shtia? In derech shtia v'kach, teiku. It says you have to drink it. Is that called derech drinking? Now the problem is, if you learn like this, what's the 2 different shaylas? It's the same exact shayla. So if you look at the Gilyan, it brings another sound, the word sieve. Sieve means that you soaked up like a sponge-like piece of material with the liquid, and she sucked this sponge. She squeezed the sponge into her mouth. That was a shayla, that was sieve. And sheferet is a straw. That's how the Gilyan learns. The feed Rashi, you've learned, it's supposed to say oy. It's supposed to say, boy rova, shock of a sieve. Oy, sheferet is mouth, it's 1 shayla. And shayla is called shtia, not the more lives in the teiku. It happens to be the paiskim handle, if you're allowed to drink dalad koisis together with a straw. With a straw, it could be this shayla, this more as a makar to that. Could you drink, someone's an old man who wants, or it's hard for him to do a seva, and wants to drink the dalad koisis with a straw, is that called derech shtia not? So it's telling this Gemara, could be some holds. Not telling this Gemara, akapanim, I in the paiskis, but I know, we'll talk about it. Boy Ravashi. Nishpichu mehen v'shtar mehen mahu. The halacha is, you need a chatzi log according to Rakamba. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a revius log. We had that Mishnah on Daf Tezvav on Beis, which says how much water it is. Either need a chatzi log or a revius log of water. And you give her to drink, you give the Saita to drink. Let's say some of it spilled out. V'nishtaru mehen. Mahu. What's the halacha? Teiku. The shaila is teiku. Now the Yavitz over here in the back in the Hagoyis, he says, like, he isn't exactly in stand the shaila. He says, lo yisparish kama yishtairi, how much was left? But tzarachin, alibu de Rabbi Hudusha, mayit v'mayim, like how much was left already? The whole thing was Ravi in the first place. Yeah, yeah, so he says, it's tzarachin, and he says, teiku. Omar Abzeir Omar Rav, beiz shvoi samuris besoita. If you look in the parasha of the soita, you see that there's two shvoos. The pasuk there brings down. If you look through the parasha, pasuk Yotess, in the parasha, pasuk Yotess has the pasuk Yotess says like this. V'eshbiya oisah ha'koyin v'amal ishom lo yishachav ish oisachav v'am lo yisatis tum ta'chzishay chinoki me'amar me'amarela v'at kisatis ta'chzishay chitves behem yitin, that's what it says. And pasuk ha'val again v'eshbiya ha'koyin is ishom v'shvuah sa'ala v'am ha'koyin l'ishah yitin Hashem ha'yisachav l'ala v'shvuah two shvuahs, and then it says v'kos, and pasuk ha'gim v'kos v'sa'ala sa'ala ha'koyin v'sefer u'mocha me'amarim. That's what it says in the psukim. So now shaila is, what are these two shvuahs? Omrav zeir omrav beis shvuahs amuris besoit elama. What are these two shvuahs? Achas, some more answers. Maybe you could say achas koydim shemukam megillah. One is a shua before you erase the megillah. Achas laachas shemukam. One after you erase the megillah. Maskev la rava. That can't be, because you look at the pesukim like we just read. Pasuk of gimel says you machas megillah, and pasuk yotes of chaval two different shuas. Tavayu koydim shemukam megillah ksiva. They're both written before the erasing the megillah, so you can't say those are two shuas. What are the two shuas in the Torah? Ela Marava, Achas Shvuah Shiyashima Allah. One is a Shvuah with the Allah, the Achas Shvuah Shenima Allah. One Shvuah out of Allah. The first Shvuah says, it's plain Shvuah, Veshbiah. The second time it says, Shvuah Allah, so that's a different Shvuah, two different Shvuahs. Now, what is a Shvuah Allah? What's not a Shvuah Allah? That's the Mir Mara's discussion. Heichidam is Shvuah Shiyashima Allah. What's an example of Shvuah of Allah? Amar of Amar Marav, this is what you tell her. Mashvi eni alecha, Shaloi nitmeis, Sheim. Shim nitmeis, v'oyabach. Make the shvua. The shvua, regular shvua means make a shvua that you were not mazana. So first of all, make a shvua not mazana. And by the way, if you mazana, you're gonna v'oyabach. The waters are going to you and kill you. So that's the shvua to Allah. Amar Rava. If that's the way you say it, then it's Allah l'chudei kaima, shvua l'chudei kaima. It sounds like shvua to Allah is that the shvua is a Allah. Here is two separate shvuas he's doing. First of all, he's telling two separate things. It's a shvuah and afterwards a Allah. Two separate things. Masmei lecha shoyet tmeis. Then you're telling him shit nitmeis yevayu bach. And if you nitmeis yevayu bach, sounds two different things. And the pasuk sounds like shvuas ha Allah. Amar Rava Allah chadekam and shvuah lechadekam. And the pasuk sounds like shvuas ha Allah. El Amar Rava, this is what you do. The whole shvuah is the Allah, basically, if you're Rabbi. He's saying, I'm making you make a shvuah that if you were Tameh, you're going to get sick from this water. You're going to get killed from this water. I'm Ravashi, it's not good either, because Allah Ika shvuah lekha, there's no shvuah Allah, it's only the Allah. Ela Marvashi, Mashvi eini alecha shloi nitmeis, vi'im nitmeis, not she'im, vi'im nitmeis yivayibach. So it's one long shvuah Allah. You say, shvuah that you didn't become Tamei, and if you became Tamei, you're going to have this happen to you. So that's Vi'im Nitmei, so it's all one Shvuas Allah. It's a Shvuas Allah, and of that you say Amen. And in this words is a Shvua and a Allah. You have both things in it. If you look at Rashi, Mashvi'ini Alecha Shia Emes Masha Amarta B'Fanein Shlo Nitmei. First of all, what you said to us is true, that you didn't become Tamei. Vi'im Nitmei V'Yavach Amayim D'Kaim Shvua Isha Shlo Nitma V'Allah Shetachal. It's going all on one thing. It's going all on the Isha and the Allah, that should be chal, all in one thing. And that's what a shvuah Allah is. So it comes out, what you do is there's two shvuahs like this. The first shvuah is stam, shvuah that you did not become tamei. There's another shvuah that you did not become tamei, and if you became tamei, this is going to happen to you, and therefore it's all one long thing. That's the two shvuahs that they make. One's a shvuah and one's a shvuahs pa Allah.